You stop.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, stop it now. This your boy L Boogie. We gonna change it up, man. We got a new introduction, man, by my man Finesse. Goldmine Music Empire. Go ahead, Finesse. Drop it on the one for me, baby.
Street Talk Radio, Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out to the host, L Boog. My man, T-Ro. Joel the G, what's poppin', baby? You heard it here first, by the way. Street Project, Sports is poppin'. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Street is talking radio live Monday and Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Freestyle Friday. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel the G, L.A. Bing, and them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from the redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land out of Harlem. And even though he's good, I still got him regardless. He's me. It's Gold Mine Music Empire. The Streets are talking, the radio's live. Tune in to Fire. Streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse people. Go on my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
Oh, yeah. You heard it. The new intro. If you got your opinion about it, let us know. We'll go back to the lab. But I know you're going to love it, man. Produced by DJ Steph, man. You know what I mean? Co-produced and written by my man Finesse. Goldmine Music Empire. Oh! We in the asylum. Once again, Friday. You know, it's a lot going on. You already know. Man, my co-host T-Ro. Jewel G. Oh, man, it's going down Friday. T-Ro, you out there, man, in the world with me, baby?
What's the deal? Streets is talking. What's up to the fam?
Oh, man, you already know how you like the intro.
Yeah, you know the intro is tight. Big up to my dude Finesse, putting it down. And, you know, everybody be checking out for that.
Oh, yeah. But, man, let's get down to it, man. It's Friday. And we know we got the freestyle, but let's talk about first things on the marquee. We all know. Riley Cuckoo Cooper. What was wrong with him, T-Ro? Now, I'm going to ask you a couple questions as we get going about, you know, Riley Cooper. Number one, if you're his teammate, how do you feel? And then number two, if you're the GM, what do? You keep him? You cut him? You've already fined him? What do? And before we go on, T-Ro, you, as Finesse said, you live in a redneck state. Riley Cooper's from Clearwater, Florida. He went to Florida. What's your take on that, Ro?
You know, it is what it is, man. We just had another, you know, athlete make a mistake. You know what I mean? Yeah, he used the N-word that was something that he should have never used. You know, he was at a Kenny Chesnutt concert out there in Philadelphia rocking with the country folk. And got into it with one of the bouncers who wouldn't let him proceed to go to the other side of the rope, so to speak, so that he could be closer to Kenny Chesnutt. You know what I mean? And that what caused him to use the language that he used. You know, I just think that the way that the NFL is handling it, or the way the Philadelphia Eagles are handling it, is in the right fashion. You know, I'm still kind of stuck on Roger Goodell's little actions on it, because, you know, we got all the information that we need up front, and Roger Goodell was just letting it ease by like, you know, it's nothing. But last year he went out without any information and went out and suspended the whole New Orleans Saints football team, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's plus the coach sat out for a year for nothing. You know, they still don't have the information on the bounty. But, yeah, you get the information straight from the top. You know what I mean? And here we are. And here we are today, you know, with Roger Goodell not making any moves. Just somebody going to leave it up to Philly. So, you know, if I was a teammate of Riley Cooper's, you know, I would forgive him. You know what I mean? You know, he's not the only white boy to ever use the N-word. You know what I mean? But it's just that with so much technology today, you got to watch what you do as an athlete. Watch what comes out of your mouth and everything. The Philadelphia Eagles have already, you know, they've made this guy go to counseling. They took him off the team for right now. Not really took him off the team, but, you know, he's not participating in any of the activities that they have going on. So I think that Philadelphia is moving along in the right way. It's going to be tough enough on Riley Cooper living in Philadelphia. We all know Philadelphia is, you know, the home of brotherly love, but at the same time, Philly fans will give you the business whether you're from there or whether you're not from there. And so, you know, as a teammate, I would forgive him, but, you know, it's you never forget. So, you know, Riley Cooper, I know it was a mistake. I know that you weren't thinking that it was going to, you know, explode the way it has exploded, but, you know, he has to live with it, man. It happens, you know, and it's just, I'm pretty sure he's going to learn from this mistake. And for the rest of the athletes out there, you just got to watch how you're going about your business, man. It doesn't matter if you're at a concert, at a grocery store. Too many people got cell phones and amateur video equipment to put you on blast for just, you know, saying certain things. So, you know, Kobe got fined $100,000 for calling a referee a gay slur. You know what I'm saying? So they haven't been significant, or they haven't been in detail with how much the guy has been fined. So we can't really say, you know, talk about the fine part of it. But Roger Goodell is the one that really got me tripping, because he's so quick to take action on some things. But for this, he hasn't really jumped to the forefront to try to take control. That's where my concern is. And Mike Wilbon said it best. You know what I mean? You know, the information is here, and you just going to step back? That doesn't make sense to me. So, you know, I'm just, you know, it is what it is, Riley Cooper. You got to deal with it. And, you know, it ain't the first time a white boy to use the N-word.
Riley Cooper. You know, I got nicknames for guys, man. I don't understand, you know, but see, we as a generation, I think that he feels comfortable. Because I'm pretty sure Eminem, a guy like that where he's lived in probably in, you know, a trailer park situation, most of his friends were African Americans, you know, and they probably called him their ninja, as my man T. Nick would say. Like, man, you white, but you black underneath there, man. But do you think another outside white boy could be able to call those that circle the N-word? And just how he used it in context, like he was angry. I'm going to jump. I jump over the fence and fight everyone. And for him to say that, and to be in the type of situation that he was, and you saw his friends, they knew what it was. Streets is talking. I wonder how much that person got for that little video. 10 seconds. He's going to lose a lot of money. And remember this, and we know this, being in the streets, you know, money can't bring you happiness. Look at him. He's lost weight. LeSean McCoy say, I don't even know if I want to be his teammate. And you know Michael Vick got to be with him. It's going to be a tough year for Philly now. It's going down. And if I'm the GM, I'm cutting him. He gets whacked. I can't have that in my locker room, Ro. He gets whacked. Streets is talking. 347-855-8896 on the web. www.blogtalkradio.com. Category sports. Search box. Streets is talking with a zero. And that's not a typo. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, Ro. Ro,
oh, yeah.
You still with me out there in the world?
What's up with it?
Your boy, Aaron Hernandez, with the letter. Saying that he's innocent.
Yeah.
And guess what he said at the end? P.S. Please don't give this to media. You know doggone well they was going to give it to media. Anything you do, Aaron. Plus the feds watching. You heard what 2 Chainz said. I'll be fresh as hell when the feds watching. But you in the state, though. But they, you know they going to read every letter you write out.
Yeah.
The streets is talking, man. If you any type of dude, you know when you locked up, anything you send, a.k.a. a kite, it's being read before it hit the streets. Come on, man. What's up with Aaron, man? What you think about that letter? In some of the parts of the letter, it's stating that people is going to be upset. They're hating right now, but the truth will come out, and he's animated about his innocence that he did not do it.
Well, when you locked up in a 8x8, if it's that big, you know what I mean? When you're locked up and you got time to think about it, you know, you don't have nothing else to do but write letters. And so if a letter was an inspiration for him to write so that, you know, he can explain his side, which he really didn't explain his side. He's just proclaiming that everything's going to be okay and that it's not going to be on him. But, you know, when you find yourself with a lot of time to relax your mind and figure out what's going on, you know, you have a lot of time to think. And so I think by him writing the information on that letter was just him, you know, trying to pass away time. And now with the little information that he done put in the letter, it doesn't make me wonder about it. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait till the court settle it and give me the information so that way I can, you know, have my say on what happened to this guy. But, you know, for me, the letter doesn't mean nothing. Just something that he's trying to, you know, curve his way out of the situation. But there are 2 other brothers that are out there, you know, who just might give him up. So whether or not that letter is for what happened in Connecticut, I do not know. Whether or not it's for what happened in Florida, I do not know. But for him to write that letter and not to say to give it to the media, come on, man. It's too big. The minute you got done inking it, it was already given to the media. So, I mean, it's just one way of a guy trying to, you know, get the people to see his side, but we don't even have all the facts yet, and they still searching the little pond behind, well, near his house, trying to find that gun. It's the 5th straight day today, and, you know, hopefully they won't find the gun so that way he won't be connected to what happened in Connecticut, but there's still Florida to think about. So this guy has a lot of things that he still has to deal with. I don't give a damn about the letter. I'm just going to let the courts tell me what happened. I'm going to let the jury, you know, decide that on that guy. And, you know, his fate will be held in some jurors' hands. And it ain't going to be pretty, but it looks like that's the route he's going to be going down.
Woo-wee. It's not looking good. I'm very disappointed in Aaron because for you to be tatted up and to be who, you know, like I said, is he fake thugging? He's all right, but he's not real. That's the Jay-Z line for him. I don't know what Aaron was thinking. He keeps putting himself in more hot water. And don't forget, Aaron, just because you might have pulled the trigger doesn't mean you're not innocent. You could be the conspirator. You could be the brains behind the operation. You're going to lay down. Get comfortable. Get comfortable. You're going to lay down. The streets is talking. You're not off the hook yet, Aaron. So for him to say that, like you said, Ro, two homicides, and they have a lot of circumstantial evidence. Okay, they might not find a murder weapon, but like you said, when you got two guys, the more people that's involved in the operation, the more people go down.
Yeah.
Ask Big Meech. Ask Big Meech and the BMF. The more people you have in the operation, the more people get you.
Yeah. It'll go down. It's just the way the streets work.
Just the way the streets work. And, Roe, what's up with my guy, man?
More stuff is coming out about A-Rod. If people don't know, the Biogenesis scandal, the labor, the collective bargaining agreement where he's having other doctors give opinions, him and Cashman getting into arguments. What's going to happen to my guy, Ro? Is he going to play this year? He just had a simulated game again, went 1-for-2. What's going to happen with my guy, man?
I honestly and truly believe that he'll get one game.
Tell you what, Ro. When we come back from commercial, you give me your opinion. And remember, it's the first of the month. 347-855-8896. The streets is talking. Oh, let's go. Living on 40 ounces, tugging gum, gum. We got the bust and rum. All night we high. Get up to back to where 99. I give up my nigga to give it some day. Yo, double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed. It's D.O.D. Green for the green league. Never left for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 creep with the road. So wait, if you can't get away, but it's okay. Yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. Yeah. We having a celebration. Sure to stay high. Nigga, never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. For the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the boo, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we just for real.
My backseat for niggas that's trying to rob me. never know something no longer. Keeping these niggas up on me. See, kill us up the whole block. Spend a cup of pills, stuff. Smoke a lot of weed on the
wake first. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Waking up feeling buzz up early in the morning. Sending them down in my way, bitch. Chugga like I take a fifth to the dawn. At night I got kicked with my truck. Put a chance to press, so I'm getting me hustled long. Hop on the phone, calling them crib in the phone. Wanna know, did your OG check come? I'ma hop on the bus with
bitch.
And I'm coming with blood out the blood of the stone. Nigga T just put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm a bigger bitch black and mild. Head across town. Cause nigga the first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on why cause I'm getting
back. Before we continue, I gotta give a shout out, man. Bro, I gotta give a shout out. My baby cousin KC Ray, she tuning in tonight, man. Shout out to KC, man. My cousin KC, she tuning in. Man, I gotta give a shout out to D-Mac, man. What's the deal, bro? We'll get at you later. Cuzzo, we gonna get at you. We got a couple more issues to holler about before we let you get at us. But tell all the audience, when you're calling in, you gotta press 1 to get into the asylum. And we'll try to get you out on the yard and let you holler at us. We're going to try to fly you a kite. Man, produced by DJ Steph, man. We had the introduction, the new intro with Finesse, Go My Music Empire. Oh, it was so cold. We hollered about your boy Riley Cooper using the N-word, derogatory, and Hernandez with the letter proclaiming his innocence. We're going to holler about your boy A-Rod and the scandal. And I just got word. One of my snitches out in Miami. You know I got snitches out here, bro. Your boy, Greg Oden, just signed a 2-year deal with the Miami Heat.
That's what's up. That's what's up. He needed to go to a team that was where he'd be able to not really have as much heat on his back, so we'll see what happens. I think that's a big move for Miami. Before we go any further, man, I want to give a shout-out, too, man, to my clique, Perp Nasty. What's up with y'all? YBM, you know what I mean, D-Crazy. Hey, my dude, EJ, got his peeps on the finest of BET's Hot 16, the hottest 16 boys in America. What we need you to do is go to PET.com and vote for Destiny Gelato, DG. And let me tell you, when I tell you, got one of the hottest 16 bars in America, it's on BET. You know BET don't be lying. So when you get a hot chance, when the show is over, check out PET.com, put your vote in for Destiny Gelato, and, you know, vote for him, man. The real hot female, you know what I'm saying? And my dude, EJ, produced the whole beats and songs and everything, man. So check her out. Vote for her. Give her love. Because, you know, that's why we here. You know what I mean?
I got you. I'm most definitely going to get on there and check him out, man. Oh, they're affiliated.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, and we got a special surprise tonight, man. I think we got the youngest, man, from the juvenile homes. I think they might try to get in on the freestyle tonight, man. I think it's going to be hot.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Youngsters, bring your noise. If you don't bring the funk, you know we'll put you on mute. We don't have a problem with
nope.
That. DJ Steph got the mute button right in his hand, so you better be coming with it. Keep your street cred up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, get back to this A-Rod guy, man, Alex Rodriguez. What you think is going to happen to him, man? He got all these lawyers. He's lawyered up. He's lawyered up, bro. What you think, man? Is he out of here, or are they going to let him get back in the batter's box, man? Streets is tough.
Well, in A-Rod's condition, his is a little bit different than anybody else. A-Rod is the only Major League Baseball player that has an opportunity to pay the actual league a certain amount of money that would keep his suspensions not as lengthy as what they were originally going to be. See, the reason why A-Rod hasn't been suspended already is due to the fact that there's $100 million out there that they need to figure out who's going to get it. Because if you suspend him, you got to pay him his money. In his contract, he got all the fine print worked out in his contract to where he still get paid even if he gets suspended. So the topic of discussion is how much is he going to have to pay to baseball and how much is baseball going to have to pay A-Rod in order to settle this whole situation that we have going on. Because we all know that A-Rod's situation has nothing to do with Biogenesis. His is baseball, and they trying to put it on baseball, okay, for him doing all the other stuff that doesn't have anything to do with PEDs and HGH and all of that. So they don't know how to come at A-Rod because A-Rod is comfortable all the way around. So A-Rod, I truly believe, will get one game, which that game will be either Sunday or Monday, and after his one game, then I believe A-Rod will be suspended from Major League Baseball, if not, you know, a lifetime ban, at least 100, 150 games. It's going to be substantial because one thing they are going to do with A-Rod is that they're going to use him as an example. You know what I mean? I know there's been a lot of other high-profile players that have, you know, there are other high-profile players that have, you know, that have been caught in this situation, but none like A-Rod. So I believe A-Rod will be suspended. Whether it be 65 games like Ryan Braun, I don't believe. I think it's going to be more of 100, 150. But one way or another, he will be suspended, but he'll be back in the game. It just depends on which team, if not the Yankees, are going to want A-Rod on their squad to, you know, have to pay whatever amount it is that it will come out to once he's back into the game. So, yeah, he's going to get suspended. When? Don't know. Maybe Monday, maybe next week, Sunday, maybe next week sometime. But I think he'll get one game in, and then he'll be suspended for at least 100, 150 games.
You know me, Ro. It's like the mob. I want you whacked. We're not going to miss you. Go raise your daughters like you said you want to be a role model. Come on. You should have thought about being a role model when you did it twice. You already lied, and then we forgave you. Then you came back. And if your hips are not good enough to use, then retire. You get your money. But to keep getting involved in these steroids, what your mom always say, first time, shame on them. Second time, shame on you. You can fool me once, but, you know, I was born that night, but not last night, A-Rod. I don't want him back in the batter's box. We got some young guns that are coming up, that are playing ball, that hopefully they're not on the roids. Hopefully they're not juicing. Hopefully they're not in the streets, because the streets is talking. And anytime the streets is talking, it's like E.F. Hutton, baby. Everybody listening. Oh, my. I want him out of here. You know why, Rowan? You know why? He's embarrassing my Yankees. Hey, we can only go from the bottom to the top now. We can't get no worse. It's over with. I don't want him in there. Don't want him in there, man. Does he go to the Hall of Fame, Ro?
No. You know, since Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, those guys were the ones that got this thing started. They were the ones that got caught first. You know what I mean? And if those guys aren't getting, man, if Pete Rose ain't in, and he cheated. And he apologized 30 years later, and they still won't let him in. A-Rod gonna have an asterisk plus another asterisk plus another asterisk on the side of his name, and he's not getting in. For one player to make or to have a contract worth $250 million and not make it to the Hall of Fame, you know he did something dirty. So it's not gonna be a surprise to me. It's just the way the voters and the writers go about doing their daily do now, you know? And believe me, those writers and voters in the baseball, they are much tighter than those in football, basketball, you know, so to speak. They'll let you get a pass in those other sports, but in baseball, they're not going to let you get in the hall just because, you know what I mean? They're going to definitely make sure that you don't have an asterisk by your name, or they're going to make sure that definitely want to play in their league. You know, having those type of votes, you know, not let you in just because of your name. You gotta make sure. And no, he's not getting in. If people say in, no, A-Rod ain't in. And if he didn't get in, he paid for it.
Man, he paid for the numbers. He still is going to get his money. He still had fun. It's like when you out here doing your dirt in the street. You might go to jail, but, hey, you still got your money. When you get out, you still have your dough. Wow. Are you kidding me? But, man, bro, let's talk about, you know, we talked about the, you know, the NFC East on Friday. We talked about the AFC East on Friday as well. Before we get into the asylum, let's you know, because I know we got some Browns fans in the asylum waiting to click in. And I want to get your, you know, your opinions. And so let's start off with the AFC North, bro. Who you got winning that division? And who's your wild card team in there? Ro, you with me? I think we lost Ro. Wow. Steph, did we lose Ro?
Nah, Ro looking live right now. I don't know what's up. I think the streets done got him. We lost Ro.
All right, well, I guess I'll just give my AFC, you know, predictions. The AFC North, you got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Baltimore made it to the playoffs last year. You had Pittsburgh, who was very injured, battered and bruised. They stayed in the MASH department, meaning they was on the IR for most of the season. They key players. Troy Polamalu, he has to get it together. Ben has to stay healthy. Their offensive line, they drafted Jarvis Jones and got rid of Harrison. That's going to be very interesting. The next piece to that puzzle is Baltimore. And remember, there has not been a Super Bowl team since 2005 that has come back the next year and won a game. So we will see. When I say a game, that means a playoff game. Cincinnati, they've been to the playoffs the last 2 years and haven't won. I think it's their time. And the Browns, hometown, I'm sorry. 8-8 at the best. And that's good for you.
I like my Brownies. Hold up. We got to stop the show. Hold up. I like the Brownies. What you mean, A-Day? We going to the playoffs.
That's DJ Steph. You guys don't know. We
have to make the playoffs at A-Day.
I don't know.
A-Day can get you in.
In the AFC?
Yeah, it's just like the NBA. There's only so many teams that are going to win so many games. And we all know that, I mean, the Giants did it. 9-7, you can get in and win a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. But listen to this, Ro. Think about it. You got New England. You got, who is that over there? Denver. And then who you got in the AFC? So you got the Texans. That's three. Am I correct? And then you got, two wild cards? After you got you crowning your end up, you got four division titles, four division champions, and two playoff teams. I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the Browns. It's going to be tough for them. Who you got the player offensive impact player this year? Who to watch for in that conference?
Tom Brady. Who else?
Say that again.
Well, actually, I take that back. AJ Green, Cincinnati Bengals. He's coming
nice
up. He's been doing his thing last couple of years, and as long as he can be healthy, NFL got to watch out.
AJ Green.
Yeah, I like him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's been in two consecutive Pro Bowls and only been in the league 2 years. That's sound work right there. The quarterback can stay healthy. If you know that's a team you better be looking out for. The defense is getting better. They're young. The defense, the front seven is pretty good. It's going to be tough. That AFC North is going to be a tough division. Like you said, you can probably win the conference at 9-7 because everybody's going to be beating each other up. So that's good. So for me, my offensive player of the year coming out of the AFC North, and I hate to, you know what I mean, this is Troy Richardson. With North Turner, I got to give him props. They're going to use that guy. I just hope they don't run him into the ground. But he all they got. So, and let's talk about this NFC North, another tough division. Everybody's been, you know, went out and got guys. Who you got in that division, Ro?
Yeah, the NFC North is kind of tricky. That's with the Saints, right? Are the Saints in the NFC North?
You got the Lions, you got the Packers, you got the Vikings, and you got the Bears.
Oh, that's around your area. Well, I mean, we all saw what Detroit did last year, even though the receiver had Megatron had a gang of yards, he still didn't. It still wasn't enough for his team to win all the games that they needed to win. You know, it's going to be tough facing Green Bay. Green Bay is going to be there. Chicago, I don't know about Chicago. New staff, got rid of Lovey, you know, and hopefully Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall can bring the funk, but you know, it's kind of different when you have a new coach at the helm and, you know, you got all these new coaches without your Brian Urlacher. You thought Baltimore got rid of a lot of key pieces to their Super Bowl team. Man, Chicago had a Super Bowl team, but they just didn't play Super Bowl games. You know what I mean? They lost all their games that they had to win. And, you know, I just think it's going to be tough on Chicago for the simple fact that, you know, we got to see what the new coaches are going to have those boys, you know, into. Because, you know, if you can't jump on your coach, if you don't believe in what the coach is preaching, you know, your team is only as have good as what they are on paper. So I would just say good luck to Detroit. I hope that they can win more games they won last year. Good luck to Yeah, Chicago. You know, I see Chicago and Detroit battling it out for the number two seed over there. But, you know, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to get it done again. It's just whether or not if they can go to the playoffs and you know, start winning games when it matters in the second part of the season. So I got Aaron Rodgers as my offensive player for the NFC North. Minnesota, I like Adrian Peterson for 2,500 yards. Come on, man, that ain't going to work. You still got Percy Harvin that's not in tip-top shape, so you need him. Ken Folk, I love you over there in Minnesota. That's Greg McCarthy, number 20, for those that don't know. But I just think it's going to be a little bit difficult over there for, you know, Minnesota to repeat what they did last year because it was all on Adrian Peterson, and, you know, they did get a couple of new wide receivers, but I don't know if that's gonna do the trick.
You already know.
You know I got the Packers. Jay Cutler, your contract year, you're getting whacked. You're out of here. When we come back, in Detroit, I hope you make it, man, because the city just filed for bankruptcy. They need some money. I'm going for Detroit for that wild card. As we come back from commercial, man, we're going to get Casey on the line. We're going to get some more people in the asylum, man. Streets is talking. Shout out to my man Jamil, man, one of my students. He listening. Later on, you already know, Freestyle Friday. Oh, let's go.
When you talk, it's in the say it, what's your chance, little nigga? I pull up on your set and make a mess, little nigga. Okay, I got a kilo of gold, 36 O's. Wrapped around the neck of a dope boy. Go, yeah, not the frizzy diamond in nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, nigga, I don't sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang, y'all go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything.
Ego, everything. Ball, now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 9-11 with the Gabby top. All gold scale, my magic box. Got the flow, my neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the horn, my neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. Goddamn, I'm turned up. See the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. Goddamn. I'm catching. Woo! 2-2-3 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Tony. Holes all in my phantom. Rollie. Young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it. Goddamn. Young.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on. So that's gold all on her back. Gold all on my watch. So big it's like a clock. Yeah. Some people wear fox fur on the source cover. I wore fox. Damn. This for all the DJs that got this on
replay.
Yeah, I sell a brick on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. And my family straight. Hey, yo, ho, about to have a ventilate. I owe a one. We did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, her bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga.
Ooh,
I'm on loud,
we
not
back.
Bobby Brown. That's all loud up in
here. We in the streets for real, man. It's hot.
L stand for fuck y'all. If
way to get us hype up in here on Friday. In the asylum. That's DJ Steph. Who do the show.
Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Ro, how you doing on that road, baby? Ro, Ro on the road,
man. We down there, man. We doing the damn fool. You know, just messing with this traffic, man. Sun is shining bright. So, you know, gotta keep the eyes pointed low, you know what I mean?
No question. Man, let's get up. Before we continue, if you want to get in the asylum, if you're listening on your iPad or on the internet, all you got to do is call in as well, 347-855-8896. And then press 1. You might get in the asylum, but remember, have your facts ready, because we'll take your street credibility. 9 p.m., Mondays and Fridays, Eastern time, that is. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. And I've told a couple girlfriends, man. Shout out to my girl Steph out there, man, out in Houston, Texas, man. Shout out, you know, little Eddie in there, man. She got a little son going to med school, man. Shout out to Steph out there, man. We grew up together, man. KC, what the deal? Steph, you got KC on the line, man. We got to get KC in the asylum. Cuzzo, you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Oh, his phone about to die right now.
Can you hear me? My phone about to die.
The world can hear
you. You didn't have me on hold so long.
Oh, I'm sorry. The world can hear you now. Go ahead and give your opinion on the show. Go ahead, Cuzzo, what you got to say?
I'm liking what I'm hearing so far, but I ain't hear you saying nothing about the Indians. Nothing about the Indians.
They're on the 9-game winning streak. Shout out to the Indians.
Man, I think we really going to do something.
You think we going to the playoffs? The wild card or the division?
Did you see how they pulled out of it last night, though? Like, for real. Or maybe it was the night before that. But yeah,
nope.
I think we got a winning team right now. I think we about to bring one championship home this year.
Ooh,
what you think?
You heard it here first. Cousin Casey say the Indians gonna win it all this year.
My phone about to die.
The sniper got her.
Bang bang.
Bang bang. Man, let's go to the next caller. Who the next caller, producer?
Oh, man, this
Yo.
Is one of my favorite brothers right here. You here
We're
on the
good,
show?
Bro. The streets are talking.
What
We're
you
good,
doing,
y'all?
D-Wig?
I just told a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. That's what I have to do, man, for my pops, man.
You know we appreciate that. So
let me ask you this.
What you heard so far, tell us, you know, what's your overtake? You know, Riley Cooper, you know, Aaron Hernandez, you know, the AFC, NFC predictions. What do you think so far? And I got a question for you since you're still in college. I'm going to ask you a college question, too. Because the top 10 just came out, and I'm going to ask you something about that. But what we've said so far, what's your take on it?
Riley Cooper situation, man, I feel it's just the way he said it, man. You don't talk like that. Like, if we in the locker room and you say, like, you know, like what, I mean, you know, why you like to joke around, like, man, what if I said the N-word to you, man, how would you react? You know what I mean? That's different. But for you to say that you hop over the fence and just whoop on all them N-words, that was too much. I feel like Aaron Hernandez, he just wait till you, maybe if you pop, I don't see they really can't find anything on you right now. But wait until maybe you get out, then you get to saying stuff. Because if they find something, then what? When they find something, then what? Then you let her, you know what I mean? It's too early, man. It's too early for you to just be coming out here saying whatever you want to say. And as for the Brownies, I say go Browns, man. I mean, it's just about time. We got to do it, man. The Ravens, they didn't trade everybody away. I just feel like it's time for the Browns, man. maybe I'm a homer, but I feel like it's time. We've been through too much, man. We've been through too much, Dad. And NFC North. Oh, go ahead. What you about to say? Go ahead,
NFC North.
As Stephen, that's a bad man over there. It's hard to go against the Packers, man. I mean, I like what they got for Christian Ponder. They got Greg. AP still that man. The defense has been cold. The Lions, I mean, they just wait till they down to try to just throw passes to Calvin. I mean, I really can't mess with them. And the Bears, you let Brian Urlacher go. I mean, I know he was old, but he's the Ray Lewis to them, man. He brings them up. And I'm not really sold on Jay Cutler. I mean, he got a strong arm. But what else can you give me, man? You just gotta give me more than that, man. They got Brandon Marshall. Johnny Knox, he a little guy. I really like Aaron, man. Aaron, they got Randall Cobb over there. Matthew, the defense can't be any worse. I mean, they still won a division with them being historically one of the worst defenses ever. So, man, I really can't go against the Packers, man. And if you want to talk about football, Old State, let's go.
They're ranked number 2 in the top 10. Do you think Old State will be playing for the national championship?
I'm gonna be a little biased. We have one of the worst schedules, you know, in the nation. We take care of business, win the Big Ten championship. There's no reason why we shouldn't be playing the national championship. And then we have Urban Meyer, one of the best coaches out there. He has at least 3 to 4 weeks to game plan against one of those SEC teams. It might be Alabama, Florida, Texas A&M, Johnny Football. So I like Old State chances, man. And then I saw on TV four out of the last eight champions, whoever was ranked number 2, made it to the national championship game. So I like our chances, man. The streets is talking.
I was gonna bring that up. Great stat. Now, just one of your favorite guys has gotten to the Hall of Fame. How do you feel about that? Chris Carter, he's a receiver. You're a receiver. How do you feel about Chris Carter, you know, being finally inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Man, it took him long enough. I could say that, but I was watching him. Old State, one of the great Old State receivers, man. Can't leave that out. He just gets the job done. I know he did some off the field. He had off the field issues, but on the field, grading him on the field, man, he's top five. To me, one top. His hands was man, magnificent. One of the best receivers to catch passes one handed. Routes played 16 years in the league. Just great, man. Great. He's the reason why Randy Moss who Randy Moss is. Not taking anything away from Randy Moss because he's athletically he was already gifted, but to take him under his wing to get him great. I mean, top five to me in my opinion.
Right. Great analogy there. Because just the same way with Terrell Owens early on in his career, Jerry Rice groomed him.
Right.
So
true.
So let me ask you this. If you're a player and you're playing with Riley Cooper, can you lace him up with him and go to war with him after what he said? Or would you go to management or the head coach or whoever, head of the pecking order, and say and voice your opinion that you can't, you know, maybe not play with this guy?
That's big. That's a great question. Riley Cooper on my team, and it's just the way it rolled off the tongue. It's like it was an everyday thing. He didn't mess up the word. He just rolled off his tongue. I would have to tell him, man, I can't play with him. I would have to say. I mean, then especially what just happened, Trayvon Martin. That just happened. So I just feel like it's a disrespect thing. I mean, and then I found out today too that what happened was in June. The video or whatever happened in June. So if that's the case in June, you come to us early before you get all the video. Are you apologizing because it got on TV, or do you deeply feel like you're sorry? Don't just come out here and say you're sorry now because finally the television got, ESPN got a hold of it. You had it since June. How come you didn't come to us like, man, something? I mean, I was intoxicated a little bit. I was drinking. I said something I mean. And if it does come out, I just want to tell you guys first, I apologize. Why you waiting until they get on TV on August? Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like he putting on the front just to have a career. I'm not saying he shouldn't play anymore because that's a man's. But I it would be hard for me to play with him.
It would be hard for you to play with him. But just figure it like this also. The streets is talking, and you know reason why it did. You know the reason why it just now came out because money talks.
Oh yeah.
Riley didn't have enough money to get to those people not to let it go viral. Somebody offered him more money, so that's probably why. And he knew if this gets out, so for him to not tell his teammates or his comrades, it's a 50-50 thing. Do I tell them? And you can say that in hindsight, but I might have enough money to pay these people off, but he didn't. Because he has to remember, it's all about the money. I know you smell the money. So, you know, that's the case with this. So, yes, he's hurting. I hope he doesn't get A-balled out the league. I just hope he doesn't. Because Michael Vick didn't. He went to jail. And I understand we've had a lot of people, you know, die for this word in our, you know, in our race. And I understand that. But I watch the generation nowadays. And they watch other races sit around and call each other the N-word, and it's cool, youngins. And it's very hurting that, you know what I mean, and we say that it's okay if we call each other that, of course, but we can't let nobody else do it, but we let another race call each other that, like it's a cool word. So it's very, it's a very sticky situation, you know, and should he get suspended? No, he got fined. I think he should have. And when you're playing for money, that goes out the window. Because sometimes you do business in the streets with guys you don't like, but you do it because you got to make money.
True.
So that's how that go. But D-Wig, we appreciate. Go ahead.
But yeah, I'm going to say people work with people they don't like all the time. So, yeah, you're right about that, you know. Gotta get your, I mean, if you got to play with them, you still got to do your job. So, I mean, people work with people they don't want to work with every day. But you're right.
Every day. Because the way it looked like Greg Jennings liked Aaron Rodgers every day.
True. Exactly.
So, you know, streets talk. And like him hunting, everybody listening, baby. D-Wig, the world, we appreciate your take.
Hey, man, next Friday, man, my daughter will be born, man. So y'all keep in prayer, everything, make sure everything goes well with that, too, man. The streets is talking.
There you have it. The streets is talking. My second grandchild.
Oh!
On Freestyle Friday, streets is talking. We're going to make sure we have a nice show.
Man, after we come back from commercial, we're going to holler about this top 10
in college football. It just came out USA Today. The top 10, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Stanford, Oregon, Louisville, South Carolina, Notre Dame, Georgia, Clemson. Oh! Here we're going to get back into this Silent and Hollow on Freestyle Friday. Shout out to GME, Finesse, producer, Steph, T-Ro, Jewel, CD. I'm El Boogie. Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. Turn it up.
Calling me like where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
Now my whole
here.
Team
started
here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Oh,
started
yeah.
From the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. For my co-host, ULCG, T-Ro. I'm your boy, L Boogie. Get at me at L Boogie 15 on the Twitter, man. Oh, man. We started from the bottom, now we're here. We back in the asylum. We got more callers, more listeners. And listen to this. Don't forget, we ain't gonna forget about you when we take over the world, every street in the world. You know what I mean? Australia, Japan, Italy, London, just to say the few, the couple, you know, people that done logged on, man. They not only watching, but they talking now. Shout out, man, to my man Teddy Whitfield, man. We went to high school, man. Central Catholic, Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to my man Ted Whitfield. Oh, Ironman. T-Ro, you back, baby?
Yeah, man, you know, the Mountains, man, they'll dip on you, man. They'll drop the line real quick. And then when I try to call back, you know, Roman charges kick in. So I got to be easy.
Streets is talking. Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Before we go to the next caller, Ro, I just talked about the top 10 college football. It just came out. Oh,
yeah,
Alabama.
I'm
listening.
Yeah, Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, Stanford, and Georgia. I'm with the top five, man. I like that top five. Of course, you know, the SEC is where it's at, followed by the Pac-12 real strong. Of course, we'll see which particular Pac-12 team will survive, you know what I mean, between Oregon and Stanford, because Stanford has Oregon's number, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens there. But I like Alabama being number one with Ohio State being number two. Ohio State did get a few of those votes, four, I believe. I think Alabama got 58 or 62 votes. The other four went to Ohio State. And I think Urban Meyer has the Ohio State Buckeyes looking in the right direction. So don't be surprised if you see, you know, those two squads ending up in the national championship, just as the preseason poll has put them out there. So, you know, Oregon and Stanford, they're going to have their due and they're going to have their say, but one of those two are going to knock themselves out of it. And, you know, I just think Ohio State, coming off the season that they had last year, will be all right. And, you know, for Alabama, you need to worry about nothing. As long as your coach is named Nick Saban, you all right. So, yeah, just look out for that. Don't have a problem with the top five. Really don't have a problem with the top 10. It looks like a great poll that they put out this season, and we'll see what happens because, you know, it can shake up every year to year. And I can't wait to see what happens on Thursday night because normally Thursday night games predict how Saturday games gonna turn out. So we'll see what happens, and, yeah, football is back, baby.
Football is back. And the good thing about where Ohio State is sitting, barring no injuries or nothing, they do what they do. You know they always got to play the game. Out of the top 10, these guys have to play each other. Alabama has to play Texas A&M. South Carolina has to play Georgia. Stanford has to play Oregon. Louisville and Ohio State is sitting pretty if they play their schedule out. Either playing, I mean, we just don't play, as they would say, you know, you don't play for second when you're Ohio State. You play for national championships. And like you said, with a guy like, you know, Braxton Miller, slippery when wet, you know, that guy there, very, very slippery when wet. He's one of my Heisman candidates. Don't want to, you know, put nothing on him. You know how that go. But he's shifty. He's what the BC boys say, he's crafty. She's crafty. Oh, yeah. It's going to be very interesting. And I just don't see how, you know, South Carolina, I know he's, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, but we know you can't really dominate that much when you're playing defense on the defensive line. They can two-guy block you. Yes, you're an impact, but I don't know. You know, Clowney, he's an impact player, but it's going to be tough. I got an upset. I think Alabama might lose one, and I got Ohio State playing somebody out of that top 10. I'm looking. It's going to be a sleeper. Watch out for Clemson. People going to be ready for Johnny Football, so he has to bring it. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So, but that's what I think, bro. Now, another guy for San Francisco, cornerback, Culliver, another guy, he's went down with an ACL. What's up with these injuries? The streets is talking. I've talked to a couple guys that work in a couple, you know, organizations, and, you know, I've talked to my man, he's a defensive coordinator, Mel Tucker, and, you know, I just want your take on, you know, I'm going to tell you his point or whatnot, but what's the take on these guys getting injured with a lot of ACL injuries? What's your intake on that? Injuries in the NFL early. Bro is gone. Bro, you gone?
Rochelle still be in the building. Oh, I think Ro just left us.
Well,
should we get into one of these callers?
Yes, sir. You're on live. That's DJ Steph, by the way, guys. We'll do the show.
Hello, world. Who should we put in? You want to talk to Ted from Cleveland?
Yeah, let me talk to Ted from Cleveland. Streets is talking. If you don't know, that's Potential in the background. He's going to go on a little later.
We got
to mute him out the way, though, right now.
You know.
He's in the studio. We got one studio doing the... Ted.
Yo, what's up, L? What's up?
Oh, man, how you doing, man? We appreciate you calling in. I got a question for you, and I know, you know what I'm saying, you've been down. I know the streets is talking back home, what's your take on the Riley Cooper situation? As a player, how would you feel playing with him? You played football, was a star at it. And then also, if you're the GM, where do you go next with Riley Cooper? That's a two-ended question.
Wow. Hey. that shit was absolutely bananas, man. I mean, like you said, I mean, he's entitled to his own opinion, man. He's going to get fined, this, that, the other, man. I mean, to just keep it 100. Continue to do your job. The white boy's a good receiver.
There you have it.
You know,
now,
I
mean, as a GM, so that
receiver,
right.
Oh,
so that means that go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead, El. Go ahead.
So as a GM, you keep him. You don't cut him. You need him anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. You need that white boy, huh? Hey, we say nigga every day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people got to quit tripping over this shit, man. I mean, that's how he feels. But he handled his business on the field, man. The white boy got excellent hands. And he's also slippery when wet. You know, I mean, whatever. Hey, look, he going to pay for it because Michael Vick, I mean, this nigga, I mean, he a little upset about it. He going to send him on some shit. He going to throw it up there a little bit too high. Then one of them cornerbacks, one of them sages is going to talk to Vick before the game. It's a price on his head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so there's no need to do nothing else. They're going to take care of him on the field. But he's a valuable asset to their team, man. If Michael Vick wants to, you know what I'm saying, want to do some more work with Philly, he going to have to use it because the white boy is cold. I mean, can't hate on his football skills. He's mean.
Right. He saved Michael Vick's job his rookie year when they played in the playoffs, when Michael Vick came back.
Yeah. So, you mean, you those things you can't deny, man. And like you said, when it comes down to it, it's business. Back to business. Okay, now nigga throw me the ball.
Point blank.
Yeah, flat out. I mean,
because
they're making a huge issue out of this.
Right. Because both of us, we've been in locker rooms, and we know who the rednecks are. They just don't say it around us. So I'm pretty sure they're clicking up in every locker room like that. You just got to go to war together. Just like they didn't know Aaron Hernandez was what he, quote unquote, we're going to say presumably innocent, but he's presumed to be a murderer. So they didn't know he was going to do that. They don't kick it with him afterwards. They just play football with him.
Right. See you at work. I'm about to go into the crib. I mean, like you said, there's plenty. I mean, yeah, especially going to school at Slavic Village, man. You know what I'm saying? The white boys will smile on your face. You know what I'm saying? I mean, be behind your back. Do everything but your first name. So, yeah, but he's an asset, man. Bottom line, the dude is an asset. And, I mean, it's no different than what was the other white boy's name? the pitcher. what was that cracker's name, man? Oh. Was it the
Rocker?
Rocker.
For the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
When he when he was saying the gay slurs.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that. And he threw on a nigga word too.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
at the end of the day, he had a rocket. He had a rocket launcher. He can't, what you gonna do?
Exactly.
Fire him? No, you need him. You need him.
Yes, there you go. Now, let me ask you this, Ted. You're into college football. What do you think of Ohio State's chances of playing for the national championship? They come out number two.
You know I'm an OH10 fan, dog. Hey, them boys is looking real mean, man. I mean, and I see them doing it, man. I mean, if they did it, you see what I'm saying? I mean, with Teddy Ginn and other dudes, man, I mean, I think this is probably one of the best teams we've seen in the last decade, man. You know, so Aaron Pryor was nice, but the other dude, he can throw, run, you know, so he can take a hit. I mean, yeah, that young quarterback, his mechanics is off the chain, man. And under Urban Meyer, oh, yeah, definitely. I will put my money on the Buckeyes locking it in. I don't care who they play, Alabama, whoever, LSU, whoever get there, they're going to have some static with OH10. Ohio State national champs, yeah, and your boy will get the Heisman. It ain't about putting nothing on him. It's only more ready. He's gonna get it. He's the coldest thing out there, man. The coldest.
You heard it here first.
Yes. The streets is talking. Absolutely.
Woo wee. And I feel you with the old state. Shout out to Christian Bryant, Glenville product. I got to give a shout out to my youngin', man, like nephew Derek Thomas. He just signed a scholarship to go to Youngstown State, man. He goes to St. Ed's. He played defensive back. Shout out to DJ, man. Big up. So now let me ask you this. What do you think the kid Bridgewater is going to do down there in Louisville? Do you think he's going to have a great year?
Hell, I'm not too familiar with that situation. You know what I'm saying, man? Like I said, I mean, when it comes out of sports, I mean, I'm one of them funny acting dudes.
Let me ask you this. The streets is talking. We talked about the AFC North. What do you think the Cleveland Browns going to do this year? I know you know about them.
Yeah. Hey, L, now with the Browns, I'm going to die hard all my life, man. I mean, I see the Browns making it to the playoffs this year, man. I mean, I really and truly see them getting to the playoffs. It's that time, man. Everybody got that time, and it's just that time for Cleveland. The stalemate has been too long. It's that time, and with the right running back, and I think this quarterback, this 80-year-old quarterback we got, you know, this mature dude, and he's going to do his thing, man. I mean, the defense is looking tight, man. I mean, they're excited. They got a new owner. I mean, and he's a hustler. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, he's dirty money, whatever the case may be. And sometimes you need that thug in the front office to let you know, nigga, we need to get this done. We need to bring some hardware back here some kind of way. And they about to do it, man. They about to do it.
No, I'll be fresh as hell when the feds watch it. Like 2 Chainz. I'll be fresh as hell when the feds watch it. Woo-wee.
The National Championship, Browns playoffs. I'm not going to say they're going to blow up, you know what I'm saying, but this is the beginning of it right here, man.
Is the Indians going to bring in the fall with y'all? The Indians go to the playoffs? They just won 9 straight?
That's a dirty question to ask your brother, man. You know what? No, because this happens with the Indians time and time again. I don't know what they need to change their name. Those Indian people mad, man. I think it's a curse on them boys, man. You got rid of the Wahoo, but you need to drop the rest of that stuff. I just think it's some bad energy with the tribe. You know what I'm saying? They are, just the back
intellectual.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
talking.
But, some bad energy with them boys, man. And they take us through this emotional roller coaster year after year. And you try to figure out what's happening, what's wrong. It's some bad mojo on them boys, man. And if they don't get rid of that racist Indian stuff, man, they ain't going to have nothing but trauma. I mean, I just, you know, because I'm a little bit into the metaphysicals and study a little bit of that stuff, man. And the chemistry just ain't right. But, I'm enjoying them while they win it, for sure. Yeah.
For the city.
Yeah. But I just don't think.
There you have it.
Yeah. They better put some peyote in a peace pipe and break bread. Leave it alone.
Oh, man. There you have it, man. Teddy Whitfield. He said the Browns are going to the playoffs. And get over it. World, get over it.
Yeah. Hey, we got the Riley. Largest backer club in the NFL. Go on, accept us. We about to do the thing. Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns. It's their time. That's the theme. It's their time. Let me tell you this. We're going to let Ted go. But listen to this, Ted. In the world, every Cleveland caller has called in and said playoffs. The streets is talking. They say it's the playoffs for the Cleveland Browns this year. I'm marking it down, August 2nd.
It sounds like it's Cleveland year, L Boogie. Everybody's been talking about it. The streets is talking for real.
Man, the streets is talking for real. Oh, yeah.
It's not, I think Uncle T-Ro out stuck in the street, so I guess we're going to get back to another caller. Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
What's up, fellas?
What the deal, D-Mac?
What's up with it, L Boogie?
Oh, man, just enjoying this, you know, this Friday, man. You know, it's, you know, the streets
hey.
Are talking, and, you know, like, give her
hey.
Everybody listening.
Hey, I got to send a shout-out to my nephew, Steph, man. I like that Bones, man. I like when you drop that Bones, baby. You was repping the land.
Oh, man, thank you, man. You already know.
So, D-Mac, if you're a teammate, go ahead.
I got a lot to say tonight, so you make sure you give me a lot of topics. I got a lot to say.
Go ahead. Let it go. Let it flow. You got the floor.
Okay, then. Thanks, big bro. Aaron Hernandez, I truly believe everybody is hard on him, and I want to put something out there to everybody that's listening to the streets. They did the same thing, the media, sports announcers, everybody that's in your field, your line of work, with Ray Lewis, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Ray Lewis grew up in this hood type, all his friends and them. He murdered somebody, and the world was ready to hang that guy. Not saying that Aaron Hernandez did not do this, but,
good
I mean, everybody want to hang him. You know what I'm saying? You innocent until proven guilty, and everybody is convicting him right now. But everybody need to look at where Ray Lewis at. Ray Lewis is going to the Hall of Fame. He a two-time Super Bowl champion, and he went through the same thing that Hernandez went through, and everybody had to bow down to him when he beat that. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side of that, Aaron Hernandez knows what he's doing by writing that letter. You know what I'm saying? He knew that letter was going to get out to the media. He knew that. You know what I'm saying? So he's still trying to proclaim his innocence. But, you know, let the jury and the judge and everybody convict him, because only God know what really happened to his boys or who was ever with him. But Ray Lewis went through the same thing, and then everybody bowed down. And if Aaron Hernandez is telling the truth, everybody going to bow down to him. That's what I got to say about that. But you got to say, L Boogie.
I totally agree. The streets is talking. They haven't come up with a murder weapon yet. They have circumstantial evidence, so it's tough. I mean, like you said, you're innocent until proven guilty. And if you notice from the show, I always say, you know, assumed or, you know, presented, you know, in, you know, that he's accused of. I didn't convict him yet. So, you know, hey, if Zimmerman got off, anything can happen.
Hey, L Boogie, you know that. If Zimmerman got off, anybody can get off. I totally agree, big bruh. And my second topic that I want to talk about, well, before I get on the second topic, I want to tell you thank you. And could you do it one more time for me? The Indians are what? KC Cousin called in and you gave some props to Cleveland, L Boogie. I was happy, man. I was smiling like, what? He just sent a shout out to the Indians. Oh my God. I love that, baby. Can I get another shout out one time for the Indians, big bro?
Oh, no question. Shout out to the Indians, man. Terry Francona down there. He's doing a heck of a job with them young guys, man. Shout out to the Indians, man.
I appreciate that, big bro. I appreciate that. But, you know, I just want to hit on that Aaron Hernandez. So now you come with me. What you want me to talk about? What you want me to answer, baby?
If you're a Riley Cooper teammate, how do you feel about that? Do you go to management and say, hey, I can't play with this guy? Or you just throw it to the side and forgive me? Or if you're management, do you cut him? Do you fire him? Or you just do what you just did, find him and then had him go to them sucker classes?
Well, me personally, and keeping it all the way 100, the things I've been through in life and everything and the mistakes I made, people gave me chances. People didn't turn their back on me. And I did some messed up stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he made a mistake. They fined him, you know what I'm saying? They might suspend him a couple games and let him go to his classes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But everybody in this world make mistakes, L Boogie. That's from Michael Jordan to Tiger Woods to you to me and our kids. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you can't turn your back on that guy because of what he did. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe in giving people help, helping them work through whatever issues they're going through. And in life, as I've seen with people that's making millions, people that's not making millions, man, when you help people, man, and you get them the right help and they heart really into it, I mean, you know, everybody forgive, man. So I truly believe in second chances. And I think we need to give him a second chance. He made a mistake. Let's give him a second chance. It ain't like he went out and killed somebody. You know, he did say a racist term or whatever, but at the same time, too, it's white people out here every day that done grew up in the hood and everything, and they think it's cool to say nigga because they boys and them let them roll like that. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that could be something he was used to. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But let's not just ban him again. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit older now, and I realize the mistakes I made and the angels and the family and you yourself. I ain't going to say it on the air what you did, but, you know, when I was a youngin', man, you know, you told me, like, you know, I ain't going to put it out there, though, but you was there
right.
for me, though. You know what I'm saying? You ain't turned your back
no
on
question.
Me and all that type stuff. And, you know, I think we shouldn't do that to people.
No question. Greater synopsis of the situation. And D-Mac is willing to give Riley Cooper a second chance, world. D-Mac, I got another question for you. You in the state. You know, I know you rep the Buckeyes. What do you think of the chances of, you know, playing for that ring?
Hey, man, they got a big chance. They would have been there last year, but because of, you know, certain situations and stuff and the way the NCAA is, you know, they suspended them guys from the bowl games and stuff, but I think they got a big chance. But Alabama, hard to beat, man. They hard to beat. Defense win games. You know what I'm saying? Alabama, they proven 2 years in a row. You know what I'm saying? But I would love to see Alabama and Ohio State and, you know, to be, what is it, BCS, whatever it is, championship.
Yeah,
I
the
love
BCS
to see that.
Championship.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I
would
love,
love
to see that. I would love to see that.
Against Nick Saban, huh?
Hey, that would be awesome, man, because he ain't in Florida, though. You know what I'm saying? He ain't in Florida. You know what I'm saying? He in Ohio State. You know, I love my Buckeyes, man. So I think they going to rep, though. You know what I'm saying? They going to handle their business. They got some good recruits and everybody coming in. So, you know, we're going to see what they do.
Oh, man. There you have it. And one more question.
We're not done. You better ask me them questions about the AFC.
I'm about to ask you about the AFC North. I was about to ask you about your Cleveland Browns. Everybody's hollering about they're going to go to the playoffs. Are you on the bandwagon with that, or are
you
going to be realistic, or is that realistic?
Okay. I'm keeping it all the way 100 tonight. I've been keeping it 100 grand. I got them winning 6 or 7 games. Make the playoffs. In my heart, I hope they make it, but it's going to be tough because they still jelly. You know what I'm saying? But I hope they make the playoffs. Realistically, I don't think they will, but I hope they do. But I think they're going to go out there and compete, and I truly think they're going to win games this year. And then next year, we'll be having a different conversation, hopefully.
There you have it, August 2nd. Next year, 2014, we're going to have the same conversation, and you're going to tell me that the Browns are going to win on the 11 to 12 games. And I can realistically agree.
But, you know, it take teams time to gel, though. You know what I'm saying? Man, you could put an all-star team together, man. It ain't always guaranteed, you know, you're going to get the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics or the Lakers. The Yankees, you know what I'm saying? The Yankees, my favorite baseball team. That's what me and you do agree with, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't been to the World Series since, what, 2004 or 2005? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But every year, they dishing out money to get these players and stuff. So it ain't always about money, man. You know what I'm saying? It's about that team. You know what I'm saying? Together, everyone achieves more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it's about, man.
Man, what a great acronym. There you have it. And listen to this. What about the NFC North before we take it to the commercial?
Oh, man, we got to go with the Pack, baby. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Hernandez, what's my man name, the quarterback? What's his name?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, the Pack, baby. I got to go with them, you know what I'm saying, the cheeseheads, man. You know what I'm saying? They going to handle their business, but, hey, watch out for them Vikings, man. Watch out for them.
There you have it. When we come back, we going to have Freestyle Friday. Thanks, D-Mac. They don't even know it. Oh, I love you too, bro, in the asylum as usual. Mondays and Fridays. Freestyle Friday when we come back. We gonna see if we can get finesse in here, man.
Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then oh, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it, then you gonna know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. Nah.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pack lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stayed fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pack lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't need nothing. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't need nothing. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know it. It's down on the best shows, you don't even know it. Got this
woo-wee,
you don't even know it.
Bitch, it's all good for the talk show. They don't even know it. Zero, ULCG, my co-host, they don't even know it. L Boogie floating in the world, they don't even know it. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., the streets is talking, sports talk, shut with a twist of hip hop. And as always, Freestyle Friday. Man, produced by DJ Steph. Oh, man, once again, shout out to Finesse, man. Goldmine Music Empire, man, doing the new intro. Man, get that Finesse, man. He cold. Skeeter Mo, I see you out there, cold. Booker Eli, I see you, cold. You know what I mean? But, you know, as usual, as your host, you know, I got to drop a little something because I always wanted to get on that mic world. So, I'm a, you know what I mean? Let me put something down right quick. I'm going to drop 16.
Go ahead, say that high 16 for an L Boogie.
Here goes my hot 16. I'ma see if I can go at you for the team. Like Cashews, everything around me. Oh man, it's me, I'm not a rookie. Shout out to Meeks, her nickname Cookie. That's my mom's, if you ain't know. I'm coming through from 93rd to 9-0. I got finesse sitting up in the spot. Oh, they wanna shoot me like I'm Tupac. The streets are not only talking, but they watching now. When I come down the lane, they want a flagrant foul. I don't know why they tripping on me, because I never played the spot. But I'm going to come through this motherfucker because my block always hot. You going to box or you going to throw rocks? I think you better sit back on the porch and do what you never not. Oh, man, if I come in past tense, it's only present. I do this and I'm out here in AZ in the desert. If you get with me, I'm going to put your body in the dirt. It won't be pleasant. You on that affidavit talking too much. I'm going to get you in the spot, man. Your body going to crunch. Yeah, you keep talking like you got all that muscle, but I got what I got, and your body going to be in the muffler. Ew, I chop you up and hit your eyes. They going to close the casket, and I hope your mama don't cry. This is a violent, violent flow. You ain't know I had it in me, but I'm coming at you, and you might be enemy. Ooh, you suckers, I thought you was going to keep rolling, but I'm coming through the spot. My God, I'm holding. I might cut your tongue out and give it to my youngin. I don't understand because I'm honeying with your honey bunning. Oh, man, let me stop because my mind is gone on one. I ain't EPFD, but I tell you what, I'm like KRS-One. Man, I'm out, man. I might have been more than 16, but I had to say something tonight, man.
Hey, El Chapo, I hear you, boy.
Black!
All right, let's see. Well, Uncle T-Roy's still in the streets, but I think we got another caller. Eli, you on the line? You want to be freestyling Freestyle Friday?
Yes, sir, man. What's up with y'all?
Oh, man, we appreciate you getting back in the asylum, young. How you doing, Eli?
Man, I'm feeling good, feeling good.
Oh, man, drop something for me, man. Tell us your information, and, you know, after you drop what you're going to drop, man. Let me hear something, man. Miss your flow.
I got you. Let me tell you about a hood story. There were four niggas who stage strapped a gun orgy. They all came before me. It was a hustler's dream, influenced by cream. Triple beam dreams, counting grains, smoking that weed, a hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to. Navy blue sneakers, my Adidas, smoke achiever, Mike fever, no reliever. Niggas beastin', crime rate in the state, bullet heat seeking. Hustler's mentality, in the streets, ready to beast. Money hungry, and I'm ready to feast. Reach a defeat, ain't shit believing niggas deceased. Against the wall, talking shit, ready to brawl. While I'm on stage, bitches throwing panties and bras. These niggas so negligent, mad at me because they irrelevant. I put forth effort and elegance, I'm so eloquent.
Ooh.
I hear man.
You.
Man, Eli died, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Tell the world, man.
Man, I'm 17 years old from Cleveland, Ohio, representing a team called UGC. And, you know what I'm saying, we're just doing everything to make it.
UGC, what that stand for, Underground Cleveland?
Yes, sir.
Can they get on you on the YouTube or, you know what I mean, that you got something jumping? How they can get in hold of you? We're trying to get you out there.
The Twitter,
the world here, what
Instagram.
You talking about?
All right, follow me on Twitter at ElidaDon _. Follow me on Instagram at the same thing, ElidaDon _. And you can follow me on SoundCloud at ElidaDon. My Facebook page, ElidaDon. You know what I'm saying? We out here. Shout out my homies Gotti Chief, my homie Quavo, my homie Baka. UGC, we on the way.
Man, they on the way, world. Shout out, man. Shout out to Cleveland, man. Shout out to my nephews and them, man. They doing their thing. Oh, what a feeling. Ain't that what Jay-Z say? Oh, what a feeling. It's going down. We got Skeeter Moe Dick and Johnson III. Is he on the spot? Is he in?
Let me do this right quick, man.
Yeah, we hear you, Skeeter Moe. Where you at, man?
What'd it do?
You know, the sniper got your brother, man. He got T-Row, man. He in the pickle right now, but you know what I'm saying? We going to keep the Hudgens on the streets, man. It don't stop, man. What the deal, man?
Already. Man, you know what it is. Much love, maximum respect. You know what I mean?
Man, you want to holler on some topics or you want to get right down to the freestyle of your best part of the show?
Hey, man, to tell you the truth, Noob, man, I've been ripping and running in these streets, man. I ain't even get a wind of the topic, man.
For sure. You already know what to do there. Let me hear some, man. Drop 16 for the world.
Already. Okay, I'm rich, bitch, like Richie. A grave digger couldn't dig me. Pops whistle, sweet sour rolls. My phone cuff is on Dixie. I don't fuck with them because they iffy. Stay down with the same team. 5,000 soldiers out front line. Them niggas done took it mainstream. The main thing is the gangrene. By any means, that's necessary. Too much smoke got my vision blurry. In the hurry, I get dope. Up and down like the 6-4. Bouncing up like big rope. I get bread, but I need more. You figure, deal me? My pockets on chunky, hey. My nigga Foe, he got the cake. Brown date, you can get it. Where you act a donkey, that's where you lace. Nigga already know what it do. 5,000 mafia is a crew. Young Texas, Lil Boo, SQ. You know, just a little something for them boys, man.
Ooh-wee. Oh, my. Skeeter Moe Dick and Johnson III, he saved my 80. Oh, man. Oh, your Dixie Cup, you got your Dixie Cup. Oh, see, I'm listening. I ain't listening too slow. Listen to me. I'm listening, baby.
All right, man. You know it's maximum respect and much love to y'all boys. The streets is talking. You dig?
Oh, no question, man. Shout out and love to Sis, man. Tell her L Boogie and T-Ro say what's up, man. Y'all be safe down there on the north side of Dallas, man. No doubt.
Yeah.
Producer, we got any more freestyle flowers, man, before we, you know, put something on, man, before we go out on the outro? We got Fidesz going to put something together on the outro.
Oh, yeah, I don't think no more callers calling in, though, man. But I think we did have, you know what I'm saying, T-Ro on the line, but I think he just popped back out of the queue. I don't think he want to be with us tonight.
No, it ain't that he want to be with us. It's just that the sniper got him. You know, when you flow through, everybody talk about, man, you got a cell phone. Sometimes it don't work.
Man,
I don't care what service you got. It happens.
Maybe C-Boys be trying to get him.
Yeah, man. Before we get out of here, we're going to play a 16 bar of my man Fidesz representing GME, man. That's Goldmine Music Empire. So, you know what I mean? Let's hear this right quick, and it's going to be called. Fidesz, let me hear that right quick, man.
It ain't always about the fame. Got to close the curtain sometimes.
They ain't even hip, though.
Bright lights, big city, dark nights, sold out concerts, club pack, that's our life. Autographs, photo shoots, the magazines, paparazzis, blog sites, this status brings. A lot of gossip, a lot of rumors, no privacy. A lot of friends become enemies over. The city to city, been home a week, out of a calendar, my God, I cannot trust the cheat. Not that the money ain't good because I'm old and freak. But I'm too busy thinking the lyrics to control the streets. And I'm a boss amongst bosses, standards must be me. A lot of overtime, a lot of early mornings, a lot of practicing going over what I'm performing. A lot of critics and A&Rs when I'm recording. So I just watch what I'm giving to them when I record it. So many hands out, but not enough support. A lot of rappers get signed, but never play the court. That's what we call a dud. So many labels got them. Cause they forget it's a business, the music's not a problem, but it's the voice behind it. A lot of artists got it, but they keep stuck in that image, not good for business.
so many different minds, dealing with different drugs, giving us different sounds of what different does. So many gangster raps, not enough soul. Too many kingpins, not enough struggling folks. Too many guns out, not enough peace signs. Too many fakers that do it to make a decent dime. Too many fiction stories, not enough real rhymes. Too many do this for benefits and to kill time. Too many more of y'all, not enough mini me's. I'm here to share with y'all the secrets of this industry. Play on.
Woo-wee! How did you like that? Producer, how did you like that?
Oh, man. That's fire right there. I found that. That's hot right there, Young Finesse.
There you have it. Freestyle Friday. And we hit you with a little something from Finesse. You know what I mean? Booker Eli, Skeeter Mo Jenkins, Johnson III, and myself. You know what I mean? What a hot show. Riley Cooper. I don't know. Hey, when there's money on the table, you got to do what you got to do. Aaron Hernandez. D-Mac made a valid point. Ray Lewis, remember that? Back in the day, we thought he did it. He got off. Obstruction of justice was the only thing he did wrong. That's what they say, but you know the streets be talking. A-Rod, is he going to get whacked out the league or what's going to be his legacy? Top 10, everybody saying Ohio State, hopefully they get there. And the Brownies. Oh, my callers from up north. Man, it's Brown backers, baby. I know you all known all over the world. They love their Cleveland Browns. Hopefully they do something. To them Cleveland Indians, man. Big up. Black, keep winning. The city needs you. Bring it in for the football team. Put pressure on them. Because remember, it's always going to be a football town. But I ain't talking to your child, I'm talking to this song. I'm just doing the what's on my mind, last but not least, we all know what it is. It's just mind-boggling to me. We get mad at other guys for not for saying the N-word, but we'll let him in a hood setting if he's accepted from another race to say it to you. Man, I have a good friend. His name is Ryder Babbitt. Big up, Ryder. He's a professor down at Dartmouth. Man, he won't call me the N-word. Regardless of how close we are, he won't say what's up, Monday. Regardless of how Eminem I think he is. Think about it. World, we got to get better. I hope Riley Cooper gets through it. But we got to start understanding our little generation. I should say our big generation, because remember, people have died over that word and started riots. Let's not let their deaths and their slayings be for naught. Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896. And if you decide you want to get into the asylum, press 1. Call us if you want to go back and hear yourself. www.blogtalkradio.com. Category sports, go to the search box. Streets is Talking with a 0, and that's not a typo. And remember, like I always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. And the Streets is Talking. And like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening. For Jewels the G, T. Row, I'm your host, L. Boogie. Let's go. I see you on Monday. Tiger, come on, man. Get going. It's your boy. Thank you, DJ Steph, the producer. We out. And to all my callers, we'll be sending you a T-shirt. Let's go. Oh! Streets is Talking. Bless and love.
D.
This track dictates everything I'm supposed to say. So have mercy on this soul that I've thrown away. Although it's cliche, the devil had a hold of me. This greedy motherfucker couldn't put the blow away. Bitches blowing kisses and rappers throwing disses, hoping to land their ass on all top five lists. I wish you niggas well. You niggas wish I fell. You gonna make me bear these arms like a Chippendale. Squeeze off on them, leave cross on them. By the time the body's found, it's peat moss on them. I could show you all the ways in which crime pays. My drug rings a multi-million dollar crime wave. Two ranch homes, both dockside. Get this money back, counterclockwise. Little bubble on the cut like peroxide. The poison in the car is not carbon monoxide. Forgiveness, Lord, in hopes of getting more. Then beg forgiveness for the same thing he forgave me for. I wasn't crazy poor, see I was lazy more. 1,000 kilos crosses lines that you can't ignore. I felt entitled to it, not how the Bible do it. My bright eyes exposed to how the hood idols do it. I just took a page, then I took the stage, then put the face of that rollie in that diamond cage. I tried to tame the beast best I could, no leash. I stood the test of time, airtight, no leaks. Not a squeak, not a peep of a word. I done lived half my life in arm's reach of a bird. Have mercy on me, they put curses on me. I could have been 6 feet or had nurses on me. It was written like these tatted Bible verses on me. I feel the weight upon my shoulders like the church is on me. I am forgiven. You don't do all the shit that I done and make it through and not be forgiven. This is the wrath that came, motherfuckers. Let this hold you over. It's just an appetizer. My name is my name, coming soon. Re-up gang forever. Good music. Dope Boys Worldwide.
My name is my name.